This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
All right, we continue here on the show. Jake Asman in for Matt Perrault, taking you till the Sports Grind coming your way at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on many of these same affiliates. The big story, of course, Chiefs and Patriots on Sunday Night Football. You had Aaron Rodgers and his come-from-behind performance a day later. So now joining us on the Rocket by Quicken Loans hotline is the great Liam McHugh of NBC Sports, our good friend. Liam, a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for making some time. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I mean, I know you were at Sunday Night Football. You got a chance to be up close and watch Mahomes versus Brady in person. Let's start there, Liam. It's your first year, of course, being part of the Sunday Night crew. And how exciting has it been for you to be at all these great games, especially Sunday Night?
Sunday Night was phenomenal. Easily one of the best games I've ever been at for any reason, work or otherwise, really any sport, too. And I think the best thing about Sunday Night is there's nothing like spending the whole week talking to people about this game and talking it up and hyping it up and telling people what they're probably going to see. And we do that every week, and then you're not really sure it's going to happen. And then you go to the game, and it exceeds those expectations. And that's exactly what that game did. You get 83 points in the game. You get 30 points in the fourth quarter. Electric offenses on both sides. Tom Brady rushing for a touchdown. Patrick Mahomes is easily, I mean, he's the future. He's the present and the future, really, which is just amazing considering how young he is. But to have a 23-year-old and a 41-year-old legend going back and forth, that's what you wanted to see, and that's what everybody got to see.
You know, you're so right about that. A lot of times you hype up a big game and it doesn't live up to it. That game lived up to it. And then some. Getting a chance to watch Mahomes in person, Liam, what'd you think? What did he do so well? And, you know, what do you think he's going to be? You just called him the next great star in the league. What do you think he's going to be long-term for the Chiefs?
I think there's little elements of a bunch of different players there. There's definitely a little bit of Favre with, you know, this whole gunslinger mentality. There's definitely a little bit of Aaron Rodgers because, you know, one thing I did see is you get him on the move, you get him out of the pocket, and he is deadly accurate. It was almost surprising in the first half when he missed a few throws that could have led to touchdowns. I mean, that's something you don't see from him, and at no point has the stage been too big for him. And I remember the guys at halftime saying, yeah, you wonder, maybe was it a little big this time around? Then, well, we came to the second half, he settled down, and he was sensational. So I think he's got years ahead of him of being a dominant NFL quarterback. But it's also a team that's loaded with weapons, right? I mean, they're stacked at running back, at receiver. There's so much speed there. And then, of course, they have Travis Kelce. So, I mean, this is a dangerous team, and it's a team that right now, if it can improve on defense, if it can get healthy on defense, and certainly if it can improve its safety position, it wouldn't really surprise too many people if that game right there, that Chiefs against the Pats, wound up being a championship game in the playoffs.
Liam McHugh, our guest here on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Liam, of course, with NBC Sports. He was, of course, at Sunday Night Football between the Patriots and the Chiefs. Watching the game, Liam, when the Chiefs end up taking the lead late and Tyreek Hill scores the touchdown, I think most of us are thinking, oh, they left Tom Brady too much time. Were you thinking the same thing right when that happened? Like, oh, here comes Brady. Going to get him right down the field and win this game.
You know what's funny? My immediate reaction to it was, what exactly just happened with the Pats defense? Because they were giving Hill a cushion, clearly, giving him space, making space, and then not be able to keep him in front of you. And I know he's that fast. You know, it's this sort of elite, world-class track speed. But there's no way that that can happen. So I was amazed at that. And I was thinking to myself, film with Bill Belichick is going to be absolute torture for these guys if they don't win this game. And it probably still was, despite the fact that they won it. But then, yeah, I mean, I think the next feeling was, all right, Brady's got enough time. He's going to make something happen. And I was excited to see whether Gronk would be a part of that because he really had a quiet game up to that point, a very, very quiet game. So that was interesting, and I wanted to see how Brady would attack it because here's another guy now who, you know, another week with Edelman, Gronk not getting double-teamed, another week with Josh Gordon. Hogan was a big part of that, and he's got two guys out of the backfield, you know, who are very dynamic and versatile players. I wanted to see how he would attack that. He was vintage Tom Brady, and I think that's what you have to look forward to now with this New England team. You know, it's something that I talked about with Chris Collinsworth at the beginning of the year. We had New England against Detroit. That was an ugly game that they lost. No one saw that coming. And I talked to Chris about it afterwards, and he said, calm down. This is the September Pats. Wait for the October Pats. They'll be better. The November Pats will be even better. And then forget about it. The December Pats will blow you away.
I'm sure you're making a lot of our listeners sick just talking about the Patriots. Let me ask you this, though. Watching Tom Brady, I mean, it seems like we talk about this every year. He gets a year older, and dare I say, he gets even better. What did you see from him Sunday night? And, you know, you're right. He did struggle against the Lions, but since then, he's been lights out, and the Patriots once again look like the favorites in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a guy who was obviously, you know, the same Tom Brady in terms of poise and confidence and command of his offense. I did see, you know, I thought the sack that he took, the fumble, where it seemed like he was, you know, he wasn't getting rid of the football. He couldn't get out of the pocket, but he was sort of scrambling around. It was very much not Tom Brady. That was a play that was very odd to me, and I almost wondered if you get caught up in a game where you're watching Patrick Mahomes move around so much that you're thinking, you know, maybe I can escape a little bit. And then you realize, all right, that's not my game. I'm Tom Brady. I don't do that. And I think the amazing thing is you can have a play like that if you're Tom Brady. It doesn't affect you in the least.
Liam McHugh.
It's over at that point. He moves on.
No doubt about that one. Liam McHugh with us of NBC Sports, spending a few minutes here on SB Nation Radio. What about the league has really stood out to you so far? We're through 6 weeks. Obviously, there's a lot of parity, which is what the NFL wants. We've seen the Rams emerge as arguably the best team in football. The Chiefs are doing their thing. Brady and the Pats, we just talked about it. What about the season has really interested you from a storyline perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is obviously scoring is up. I mean, you get a lot of games right now that look like Big 12 football games. You know, not a lot of defense, tons of scoring. People's offenses spreading out defenses and sort of having their way. That's been interesting. And I think, you know, quarterback play has been up all over the league. But then you look at a team like the Ravens, and the Ravens look dangerous. And they're doing it a little bit differently, right? I mean, they can score some points, don't get me wrong, but they're playing defense now. And they're tough, and they're getting after the quarterback. And I wonder how that changes as the season goes, and maybe some defenses catch up to these offenses, figure and begin to slow them down. I wonder how good the Ravens are going to look at the end of the year. Outside of that, I think the other big thing is how many teams started off so poorly and are now rebounding. You know, teams that started off 0-3 like Houston, now 3-3. It's been interesting to see how many teams, even the Jets, you know, a team that, sure, they got the win at the beginning, but then it looked like they were in for an ugly season. And now the Jets look like a type of team where I really don't think they're a playoff team, but I'll put it this way. They're not a team that you're going to look at the schedule and think, oh, like, that's a win for us. It's going to be a tough game. It's really interesting to see. Even the Steelers, I mean, that's one of those teams where I'm very curious to see how October and November go for this team, because it's been week to week, and if they can get some momentum going, especially off of the win that they had over Cincinnati, we look at that team on paper, and even without Bell, it's a really dangerous team. So if they can show up week in, week out, there's no reason to believe that all of a sudden you look at the top teams in the AFC and the AFC. Remember, we were talking about the NFC at the beginning of the year being stacked. Now the AFC looks perhaps even more dangerous.
Very interesting. And since you brought up Sam Darnold and the Jets, and obviously a lot of controversy with the Giants, they're 1-5. They decided to take Saquon Barkley over potentially a quarterback like Sam Darnold. What are your thoughts on that whole narrative, that whole storyline? And just about Darnold, you're right. The Jets 3-3, they played some great football the last few weeks. What have you seen from him?
I've seen a lot from Sam Darnold. I mean, his whole story, or, you know, his NFL story is so great, right? Because it's going to start with the pick six on the first play. And every Jets fan was like, oh my God.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Here we go. But then, of course, he rebounded in that game. He was excellent. He's been really accurate, especially last week. He seems like a kid with a lot of poise, really knows the game. I mean, he looks like a franchise-type quarterback. I mean, there's going to be growing pains along the way. You know, and I look back at that Cleveland game, and I think a veteran quarterback probably wins that Cleveland game for the Jets. But I think if you're New York right now, you're sitting there and you're thinking, we have to grow with him. We're going to take some losses along the way. On the other side of things, I'd feel differently about the Giants not picking a quarterback if I didn't love Saquon Barkley. I mean, I think he is a generational talent. And I know you absolutely need a franchise quarterback to win in this league, but Saquon he is a once every maybe 10 years type of talent. He's that good. And if you look at this Giants team and the way things are going right now, and it's pretty ugly and awful, and it's not any better in New York when the Jets are winning. But if you told me that you could have Saquon Barkley this year and that you could potentially have the top quarterback in the draft next year, I think I'd prefer that to having picked a quarterback this year and then be uncertain about what you would get the next season. So I know it's looking ahead and it's projecting at this point, but it seems like that's where the Giants are headed. And I think I'd feel pretty good right now if I was a Giants fan and I had Barkley this year and maybe the top one or two quarterback off the board next year.
And with that being said, though, Liam, team being 1-5, they expected to try and win this year. They went all in with Eli. They obviously, you just talked about it, they took Barkley. They gave Odell the big money. Just how surprised are you that this Giants team is sitting here in week six? They're 1-5, and chances are their season's over.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised from a few areas. I mean, I definitely thought the line would be better. I didn't think it would be great. But I thought the offensive line would be considerably better than it is. And, you know, it looks like they really can't protect Eli. I think we expected, I think there was this expectation that if the line could protect him just a little bit better, that he'd have a bounce back type year. That clearly hasn't happened. And certainly in that game against the Eagles, I mean, let's face it, we all watched it. It looked like it was over. I mean, it looked like it was time to move on. It's hugely disappointing, I think, if you're a Giants fan, because you looked at the division really outside of the Eagles. I think going into the season, you thought, like, hey, I could play with all these teams. And then you look at this, you know, what's happened now, and the Eagles haven't exactly been lighting it up. So if you could have taken advantage of a slow start of a couple other teams, you could have been in control of the division. But this is ugliness. It's getting uglier today with certainly comments from the owner. But I think those are to be expected. You know, you sign Beckham to a massive contract, you reward him, and, you know, you don't want him out there talking about your quarterback, you know, good, bad, or indifferent.
Liam, before I let you go, how's your daughter Saoirse doing? I know, obviously.
You hear her in the background?
Yeah, I could hear it in the background. I had to ask you about it while I get a chance to catch up with you.
She's doing great. She's making her radio debut today, right now.
Wow.
On this show.
This is breaking news.
Usually it's one of my boys running into the room. They're school and preschool right now, so the stage is hers, and she wanted to make sure that her voice was heard.
Well, tell her I say hello, and welcome to the business.
You got it, bud.
That's Liam McHugh. Of course, you can follow Liam on Twitter, at Liam McHugh. Liam does a great job with NBC Sports. Liam, love having you on, man, and enjoy the rest of the football season. I'll hopefully catch up again with you soon.
You got it, bud. All the best.
That's Liam McHugh. A lot still to do. We'll get into some of the things he said, including his comments about Eli Manning and the Giants. Think about that. They tried to get the franchise quarterback in the draft this upcoming year after it obviously has been a disaster being 1-5 right now. So could they get that quarterback after all? Maybe the guy from Oregon, Justin Herbert, could be an option. We'll get into that. Plus, plenty still to do. It's good to have you part of the show. Jake Asman in for Matt Perrault. This is Pushing the Odds here on SB Nation Radio.